Welcome, New Beginnings Church family, to this week's Outcast in the Wilderness. Thank you for tuning in. As usual, we're going to start out with prayer. Father God, thank you for every way that you're on the move, Lord God, every way that you're working in our lives. Thank you, God, for being who you are, and that is a good and gracious God. In Jesus' name, amen. Are you struggling to be in relationship with people? Are you struggling with pride and a haughty attitude lately? That's been me. Everyone's been getting on my nerves. I've been tired of doing things for people. I've been tired of giving. I've been tired of helping. I've been tired of being a servant. I've been tired of all those things that you are called to do as a Christian to do. I've been tired. You see, sometimes we're going to get to the point where we're just tired of the world and tired of people. We're going to get to the point where we're tired of the routines and we're tired of the same old thing, and we get where we feel stagnant and we're just kind of going through the motions with the Lord instead of actually going out and being in relationship with people and doing life with them. We get stuck in this idea that, oh, I'm going to give to you. Oh, it's Christmas time. It's time to give. Oh, it's Easter, it's time to give out the Easter baskets. Oh, it's this, we should do that. How about this? Let's switch the script and be giving all the time. Be generous every day to make it not a part of the routine, but make it a part of life itself. That it's not stagnant, that it's not just something we have to do or going to do. Let's make it a part of our very being, that when somebody needs something, that we feel it. When somebody is hurting, that we're there to be comfort. When somebody needs love, that we're loving. When somebody needs kindness, we're kind. When somebody needs comfort, we're comforting. When somebody needs something, we give it. When somebody needs food, we give them food. When somebody needs clothes, we give them clothes. Let's just get in the habit of being good people, much less being good Christians. Yes, I said it. Sometimes we think, oh, I'm going to do the Christian thing today. No, let's do the human thing today. Humanity, at its very core, should be kind, loving, joyful, peaceful, generous, because that is who God has designed people to be. Regardless of whether they have the title of Christian or not. Sometimes you'll see people that aren't Christian be more giving than those that are. More kind than those that are. Why? Because God designed his children to be natural givers, natural loving people. However, sometimes as Christians, we forget what we were designed to be and do. That should just be a part of our very nature at its core. That is how we were designed. We were designed in love, for love, by love. So loving people should be the easy part. Getting out in the world and love should be at the center. So don't make it the Christian thing, the Christian duty, the obligation. Don't make it the Christmas time thing that you should do, or the Easter time thing, or whatever time of year. Make it an all the time thing, an all the time holy habit, an all the time place in your heart that you are just going to make a decision today to give when somebody needs help, to love when somebody needs love, to comfort when somebody needs comfort. Get yourself off your mind and go out and be who God has designed you to be. Father God, help us stop moping and whining. Help us stop the routines and all those things and the religion and the Christian title, and rather just be who you called us to be without needing any title or position or time of year to tell us that when we need to give, we give. When we need to love, we love. When we need to do, we do. That God, we just do as you have designed us. In Jesus' mighty name. Have a good night, New Beginnings family. Amen.